morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Preparations are underway for France to bid farewell to one of its icons. The death of rock singer Johnny Hallyday was announced yesterday. Hallyday died of lung cancer at the age of 74. The details of the singer's funeral will be finalised this morning. The funeral procession is expected to descend the Champs-Élysées, passing by the Place de la Concorde before a ceremony at Madeleine Church. Emmanuel and Brigitte Macron will be in attendance, and the president is even expected to make a speech to honour the life of Johnny Hallyday. Macron will be continuing his brief visit to Algeria today. This is a working and friendship-based visit, according to the Élysée, rather than a state one. Macron will be addressing the crisis in the Gulf and how to combat terrorism, as well as signing major contracts between France and the Emirates for Doha's purchase of 12 Rafale fighter jets. Palestinians have called for 3 days of rage following President Trump's decision to formally recognise the city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. President Trump has asked his government to move the US embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Macron called Trump's decision regrettable, and France is now one of 8 countries to call for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. In the Gaza Strip, there have been American flags burning, as well as portraits of President Trump, as hundreds of Palestinians have spontaneously gathered in the streets to protest his decision. In the United States, more than 200,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, and thousands of homes are under threat from a major fire in Los Angeles. Thousands of firefighters are trying to tackle the blaze, which has been named Thomas. Thomas has already destroyed 26,000 hectares, and for the first time, the city of LA is on violet alert. And finally, 3 officials from the group Lafarge, including former CEO Bruno Lafont, have been taken into custody. The 3 are being questioned as part of the investigation into collusion with ISIS on oil sales. Lafarge is suspected of having reached an agreement with the jihadists to continue running its factory in Syria. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.